ChatGPT. Title: Understanding the Genetic Aspects of Gangstrucking and Its Differentiation from Mass Delusion. Introduction. Gangstrucking refers to the phenomenon where individuals believe they are being harassed, monitored, or persecuted by a group of people. While some may dismiss it as mass delusion, there's growing evidence to suggest genetic factors may contribute to the perception of gangstrucking, differentiating it from mass delusion. Genetic factors. Paranoia and genetic predisposition. Studies have shown a genetic basis for paranoia, with variations in certain genes contributing to heightened levels of mistrust and suspicion. Individuals with a genetic predisposition to paranoia may be more susceptible to perceiving ordinary events as part of a coordinated campaign against them. Dopaminergic pathways. Dopamine plays a crucial role in perception, cognition, and motivation. Genetic variations affecting dopamine receptors or neurotransmitter levels could lead to alterations in perception, making individuals more prone to interpreting neutral stimuli as threatening or hostile. Hypervigilance and genetic markers. Hypervigilance, a state of heightened awareness and sensitivity to potential threats, has been linked to genetic markers associated with stress response and anxiety disorders. This constant state of alertness may amplify the perception of gangstalking behaviors, even in the absence of concrete evidence. Differentiation from mass delusion. Pattern recognition and confirmation bias. While mass delusions involve shared false beliefs within a community or group, gangstalking typically stems from individual interpretations of seemingly unrelated events. Genetic predispositions, such as heightened pattern recognition and confirmation bias, may lead individuals to perceive connections and patterns where none exist. Cultural and environmental influences. Mass delusions often arise within specific cultural or social contexts, whereas gangstalking experiences can manifest across diverse populations with varying backgrounds. Genetic predispositions interact with individual experiences and environmental stressors to shape perceptions of persecution, making it a highly personalized phenomenon. Response to treatment. Individuals experiencing gangstalking may respond differently to treatment modalities compared to those with mass delusions. Targeted interventions addressing underlying genetic factors, such as pharmacotherapy or cognitive-behavioral therapy tailored to paranoia and anxiety disorders, may yield more favorable outcomes in alleviating distress and improving functioning. Conclusion. While the perception of gangstalking shares similarities with mass delusion, genetic factors contribute to its individualized nature and subjective experience. Understanding the genetic underpinnings of paranoia, hypervigilance, and perception can inform more effective interventions and support strategies for individuals affected by gangstalking, highlighting the importance of personalized approaches in mental health care.